Happy Thursday and good evening. My name is Kyle Ashley, and I'm honored to welcome you to the inauguration of our Milwaukee County Executive, David Crawley. When County Executive Crawley was sworn into office for the first term, his first term in May of 2020, it was on the front steps of his home with no fanfare celebration due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, it's only right that we give him the recognition and celebration that he deserves. Can we all agree on that? He is not only the first black county executive elected in Milwaukee, he's the youngest person ever elected to this role, winning 85% of the vote to solidify a second term. Quickly, how many of y'all did a double take when I came up to the stage? I asked because some folks in the community would say that the county exec and I, we look very similar. It even happens at when we're in the same event. So I called him this morning and I said, what color is your suit, sir? Thank you. I'm never offended when someone mistakes me for the county exec. Every time I point out that I'm not him, I'm reminded of how much he's loved by members of our community, with different stories of him showing up at events and being so cool, so down to earth, so human, or that request that I pass on gratitude to him next time for one of the good deeds that he's done. I told him he's the people's champ, and I actually have data to prove it. He always shows up for Milwaukee County. Community is ingrained within him. He came from the humble beginnings of 53206, found a passion for community organizing at Urban Underground, which he credits with saving his life, and rose in his career to become a state representative and now our county executive. The work he does has community at its core because he came from the Milwaukee community, cares about the Milwaukee community, and continues to fight on behalf of the Milwaukee community. Before we move forward, please allow me to share some highlights from the county executive's first term. Creating a vision for Milwaukee County that by achieving racial equity, Milwaukee County will be the healthiest county in the state of Wisconsin is something that you often hear the county exec say. But you don't all just hear him say it, you can see it throughout every department in the county. He revived the Milwaukee County Youth Commission in 2022, setting an example of paving the way for the next generation of leaders. I'm proud to serve as one of the adult advisors to that youth commission. He put Milwaukee County on the path toward fiscal sustainability through advocating for the passage of Act 12 and new revenue-generating tools. He forged partnerships and collaboration to expand the work of the county in areas like mental health, affordable housing, substance use prevention, and transportation, increasing our impact on the Milwaukee community. County Exec Crawley has been impressive and impactful, has had an impressive and impactful first term, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he accomplishes in his second term. I'd now like to welcome to the stage Pastor Kenneth Locke II, Senior Pastor at Evolve Church and official pastor for the Milwaukee Bucks, to deliver the invocation for today.
Well, for me, it's such an honor to be here. I knew that I made it when I looked out preaching one day and saw David at church. I felt official then. Also got a chance to meet Mama Vi. She said she kept you out of trouble, and I give most of the credit to your success to Mama Vi. So it's an absolute honor for me to be here. Anybody that knows David knows that David is the people's person. So I just wanted to tell you, man, that I honor you, brother, and I respect you. One of the main reasons I do is because seeing the work that you do for our community and for so many young people that aspire to be you, that I look at you and I see myself as well as a person who's a leader and loves people. And you show it in your action, you show it in your behavior. And so thank you for all that you do. And I just want to say it personally. I know we're going to say it all night, but for me personally as a brother, thank you so much. And so one statement from Dr. King is the true measure of a man can never be defined by how he stands in times of comfort and convenience, but it's always how he responds and stands in times of conflict and controversy. So I've seen you stand, I've seen you be strong in the most controversial times. Your first term, you took a lot of risks for people and for the community, and I'm eternally indebted to you for the risk I saw you take, because the risk you took challenged me to take more risks in the community as a leader as well. And so you can credit to you. So I get a chance to do invocation. I get a chance to pray for this event, which is an honor for me. So let me do my job and get out the way. I pray right now in this moment, God, for our friend, our brother, David Crawley. Thank you, Oh, God, that you expand his reach, that you enlarge his territory, that you expand his influence, that you would bless the work of his hands. Lord, he's already shown his heart for people. He's already made an amazing impact. May he dream wider and farther for this next term. May everything that he accomplished this time around completely outdo everything he's already accomplished. And we know that's hard to do. Bless his family, bless his wife, bless his kids as they see a true king serve his people in his community. We bless you. We bless this event. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Please welcome to the stage former Milwaukee County Board Supervisor, City of Milwaukee Alderwoman, and Wisconsin State Senator Nakia Dodd.
Ladies and gentlemen, today I stand before you with immense pride and gratitude as we celebrate the ceremonial swearing in of our youngest and first elected African American County Executive, David Crawley. The narrative of our friendship unfolds in 2010, when David was yet to bloom fully into the astute professional he is today. His role then as a community organizer for Senator Feingold demonstrated an insightful understanding of the political landscape and an incredible knack for getting local electeds involved. I was humbled to find that this dynamic young man knew who I was from our very first encounter, despite me being a newcomer serving in my inaugural role as a county supervisor. His passion and commitment shown in his seemingly excessive calls, and I mean, he called me a lot. I don't know why I gave him a number. For campaign events, then turned into a cornerstone of our professional relationship and personal bond that we share today. Our partnership got a new horizon when I found an irreplaceable legislative aide in David. He was unparalleled in communicating with constituents, understanding the importance of personal interactions, and displaying patience. An admirable trait, considering how at times working with an elected official, such as myself, you know, was really challenging. I know he went through a lot. It was the similarities he shares with my baby brother, whom I raised after our mother's passing, that drove our relationship beyond the confines of professionalism. Reflecting on these likenesses, I soon considered David as another brother and included him in my family circle. Our journey took us through not only shared achievements, but shared upheavals as well. One such instance being the sudden termination, and yes, David got fired, just 1 month after I hired him to be my legislative aide by then, and may God rest his soul, County Board Chairman Lee Holloway. You remember that? It became very clear to both David and I who was really in charge, right? With resilience and an unbroken spirit, we tackled every challenge head on, leading us back to our shared mission in no time. Of course, I rehired David. Well, I mean, why not? Despite the fact, you know, Chairman Holloway showed us how powerful he was, right? It's like, let's get him back in here. But anyway, as we gather today to witness David initiating his second term as Milwaukee County Executive, I am overwhelmed with pride. From his days as a legislative aide in my supervisory and state Senate offices, then his election to the Wisconsin State Legislature, to now championing the highest office of our county. David's journey epitomizes inspiration and perseverance. We may not have realized at the time when we met back in 2010, but that destined encounter set into motion a series of events that molded our future paths. I can honestly say, David, that I am infinitely grateful for it. Your journey, our shared experiences, and your momentous rise, to county executive have indeed been a blessing ordained by God. Thank you, everyone.
Please welcome to the stage Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley and his family for the oath of office performed by Judge Joe Donald, Deputy Chief of Wisconsin Court of Appeals.
This is a little different than the last time. So, all right, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, David Crawley.
I, David Crawley.
Swear that I will support.
Swear that I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And will faithfully and impartially.
And will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties of.
Discharge the duties of
the office of Milwaukee County Executive.
The office of Milwaukee County Executive.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Wow. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to the Honorable Judge Joe Donald for once again administering my oath of office. I truly appreciate both your leadership and your partnership in our entire community. I also want to thank my dear friend, Ms. Nakia Dye, for joining us today. You almost had me teary-eyed a little bit. But as Nakia noted, she gave me my first job at both the county and within the state legislature. And it took me a long time to start believing in myself enough that when I was walking through those walls of the courthouse of the Capitol, that if I ever get the ability to really understand how to advocate for our community. But Nakia gave me that opportunity. And the rest is history. And I am eternally grateful for your friendship and your guidance. Can we give a round of applause for both Joe and Nakia? Couple more shout-outs. I also want to say thank you to Raina for that beautiful rendition of the national anthem. I want to say thank you to Kyle Ashley for that wonderful introduction. And thank you to Pastor Kenneth Locke II for that powerful invocation. I truly appreciate everything about you. Can we give them a round of applause? And then lastly, but certainly not least, and more importantly, I want to thank my greatest support system, and that is the ones that keep me going. That is my beautiful wife, Erica, my beautiful daughters, Alyssa couldn't be here. She doesn't like the fanfare. But my beautiful daughters, Ava and Autumn as well, but also to my entire family, my father, my mother who is no longer with us, my stepmother, and my entire extended family. I truly want to let you all know that if it was not for you being a part of this journey, I wouldn't have had the words of encouragement. I understand the sacrifice that you all have given for me to be in this position, and I truly thank you for the unconditional love. And with that, I say thank you for everything. And of course, I do want to say thank you to all of you who came out to join me today. But I also want to thank everyone who voted for me in April. I'm truly grateful and humble for your continued support. It is because of your partnership, and I truly believe that it is invaluable that as we continue to move forward, we can envision a new future for Milwaukee County. 4 years ago, I was elected the 11th Milwaukee County Executive. And while we made history on that day, we knew that the work ahead of us would not come easy. When I was sworn into office, I was standing on the front steps of my home in the midst of a pandemic. And we remember the obstacles that we were facing during that somber time. Communities all across Wisconsin, across Milwaukee County, were pressed and stretched like never before in our history. And many people lost their family members, their friends, their loved ones to this pandemic. We had families who were at risk of being evicted from their homes, and symptoms of mental health conditions like anxiety, like depression, were on the rise, and folks who were facing a mental health crisis had very few places to go. And we also had businesses and community organizations that were faced with insolvency and were struggling to serve those who were most in need. So you know what Milwaukee County did? We joined together. We rolled up on our sleeves, and we got to work, y'all. We got to work. Over the last 4 years, we have embarked on a transformative journey towards racial equity and inclusion. And we have made great strides in breaking down systemic barriers, amplifying diverse voices, and applying a racial equity lens to all the work that we do. We navigated through the pandemic and committed to improving the health and safety of our communities, guiding our efforts in mental health initiatives, youth suicide prevention, and public safety partnerships to support our most vulnerable residents. And we worked with both parties, both political parties, to address our fiscal challenges and secure the county's financial future. Now, thank you. Yeah. Now, as we face our financial challenges head on, we've made significant progress in realizing a stable financial future for Milwaukee County by securing a new revenue-generating tool from the state of Wisconsin. And we are working to anticipate and overcome the fiscal challenges of tomorrow. But look, during my first term, we did the crucial work for Milwaukee County that continues on today. We made strides to address the ongoing opioid epidemic and mental health crisis. Now, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Milwaukee County is on the forefront of forging new public-private partnerships to enhance mental health services for all of our residents. And we will keep advancing the redesign of behavioral health systems to make sure that we are providing that community-based care for folks who are in need. And while we continue to combat the opioid crisis and this epidemic, we're going to be doing that through the deployment of settlement dollars that are helping us to provide the public with the resources that they absolutely need to save lives. And now, I've said it before, and I will say it again, and I probably sound like a broken record, but housing is a matter of public health. And housing instability is critical to our social determinant of health. Access to affordable housing remains a challenge not only in Milwaukee County, but across this entire state of Wisconsin. And that's why we're investing in affordable housing options for all of our residents now more than ever. And I'm pleased to share with you that we're going to be doubling down on these efforts. My administration will be working to revive Milwaukee County's Housing Trust Fund that will deliver funding for affordable housing developments to close financing gaps, create jobs, and make these important projects a reality. Because together, we have to and we will continue battling the root causes of housing instability and unaffordability through innovative public-private partnerships so we can create the healthier and safer community we all deserve. We're also working towards ensuring that residents and families can take any mode of transportation anywhere in the county in a safe, affordable, and an efficient manner. Keeping Milwaukee moving, it allows us to create more jobs and housing opportunities for all of our residents. And that's why this year, Milwaukee County will be pursuing new funding and new partnerships to deliver the largest, most diverse federal investment in public transit and transportation infrastructure in the history of Milwaukee County. Now, the Federal Transit Administration has identified Milwaukee County as a high-priority region for transit infrastructure improvements. And you know what? We have their attention. And now we have to capitalize on our momentum. And I'm looking forward to sharing our story with federal partners so we can seize the moment and deliver generational investments in public transit that will benefit Milwaukee County residents for decades to come. But you know, and I know, that there is so much more work to do. As we discuss transit, it's important to talk about what we're up against. Reckless driving is a deadly plague in our community that we must keep working to address. Just last week, a 4-year-old girl was killed in a hit-and-run on Milwaukee's north side. And before that, 2 car crashes occurred where automobiles traveling at dangerously high speeds collided into Milwaukee County buses, which resulted in not only lost lives, but injuries and emotional trauma to our passengers and our bus drivers, and over $2 million worth of damage. And just today, we learned of another collision involving a Milwaukee County bus. Not only is this unacceptable, but this is completely avoidable. And I say that enough is enough. And we are sick and tired of waking up every day fearing for our lives on our own streets. And so by working with our partners, we will keep fighting. We will keep working with Mayor Johnson, keep working with the Common Council to make sure that we end reckless driving, stop crashes and traffic violence, and save more lives. But the same also goes for public safety in general. A safer, healthier Milwaukee County is needed to foster a safer, healthier Wisconsin. Our community-based public safety initiatives are expanding, and we're reaching more people in our neighborhoods every day. But in addition, we are also pursuing new investments through Milwaukee County aimed at improving the safety, stability, and the vibrancy of our neighborhoods. This not only includes investing in our parks, this includes installing more traffic calming assets along our roadways, pursuing the development of the future public safety building in downtown Milwaukee that will enhance both safety and security in the courtroom, reduce jail overcrowding and case backlogs, support trauma-informed care, and provide people with the fair and equitable justice that they deserve. And, hey, look, I understand that we are facing many different challenges. But you know what? That has never stopped me from believing in Milwaukee County's potential. Over the next 4 years, I am committed to building upon our successes. I'm committed to addressing the obstacles that stand before us. And I'm committed to ensuring that Milwaukee County residents in this place remains a place to not only live, but a place where people want to work and succeed. And the same goes for the entire state of Wisconsin. Just like Milwaukee County, communities all across the state of Wisconsin are working to maintain services that people rely on, like public transit, like mental health and substance use treatment, like housing services. From La Crosse and Green Bay to Watertown and Wausau, our bipartisan work to solve Milwaukee County's fiscal challenges through the passage of Act 12 also delivers significant revenue increases for every single community in our state. Now, this is a good thing. This is a good thing because we worked with many municipalities. We worked with many local leaders across this state to make sure that this was our reality. And this effort, quite honestly, it opened my eyes. It opened my eyes to what our collective potential and impact can really be if communities across this state would just work together. And to put it plain and simple, our challenges are not all unique. While working with Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin State Legislature to advocate for the passage of Wisconsin Act 12, I had the opportunity to visit different cities, towns, and villages all across Wisconsin to help tell our story, but also to encourage those local leaders, to encourage those businesses, those nonprofit organizations to join our coalition. And what I learned during those visits is that I saw that many of us were facing the exact same issues. In the Fox Valley, I was reminded of the efforts to combat opioid crisis is happening in every corner of the state of Wisconsin. In Rhinelander and in West Bend, I heard about their work to make housing more affordable and more accessible. From La Crosse to Racine, I was reminded that efforts to maintain and enhance public transit services are not always easy when you don't have adequate resources. And in Wausau and Madison, it became clear to me that access to clean drinking water is not only a challenge here in Milwaukee. It's a Wisconsin issue that requires urgent action from all of us. And so my message to leaders in this state, all across the state, is that we cannot let our work stop here. Don't let our work stop here. Let's harness our resources. Let's harness our relationships. Let's harness our passion to lead the way forward and advocate for the reforms that we want to see in our communities. Because here's the deal. What's good for Milwaukee County is good for all of Wisconsin. All across this state, we have strong cities, strong villages and towns that are making Wisconsin that much better. And that's why we have to keep working together, because we're delivering real results and we're improving the quality of life for those that we serve. But again, we cannot stop here. I hear you, Autumn. Let us find common ground, not only in our region, but across this state to help advance our shared interests and priorities that will move all of us forward. We know that Milwaukee County is the economic engine of the state of Wisconsin. And I'm working hand in hand with local community members, our community leaders, to grow our economy. I am working to support our workers. I am working to deliver prosperity for Milwaukeeans. But as we rise as Milwaukee County, Wisconsin rises. As we grow stronger in our community, Wisconsin becomes stronger. We know a prosperous Milwaukee County and a successful state of Wisconsin goes hand in hand. It goes hand in glove. Matter of fact, you can't have one without the other. And that's why we build on our progress. That's why we will continue leading the way. And we will fight the good fight every single day. And you know what? We will, together, envision a much brighter, a much stronger, and a much healthier future for all of us to live in. But it's going to take all of us. And so with that, I say thank you for sharing this moment with me. God bless you all. And let's get to work, y'all. Let's get to work.